from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
I have some breaking news.
Okay.
Did you guys know that Michigan cheated? Breaking news. Michigan cheated!
I did not know that.
Can you believe it?
Shocked.
I was shocked to read this piece yesterday.
They investigated in under four years.
I mean, they were the victim. They were being persecuted by the NCAA last year.
Wasn't Rashad McCanson like year six in the NBA when they finally wrapped that educational investigation for UNC?
Sources told ESPN that a draft of the NCAA's notice of allegations is coming towards Michigan, and Sharon Moore, their new head coach, is one of seven members of the 2023 football program accused of violating NCAA rules. And it is stating that Moore could face a show cause penalty and possibly a suspension for allegedly deleting a thread of 52 text messages with former Michigan staffer Connor Stallions on the same day that media reports revealed Stallions was leading an effort to capture play-calling signals of future opponents. So remember that whole lone wolf thing? We didn't even know who this guy was. He was just kind of coming and going, filming.
Yeah, interesting. That was the initial take,
wasn't it? I
don't
know who
it?
He was. Yeah. I've never even seen this guy before. Nope, that was not quite the case. They're now head coach Sharon Moore deleted text messages the day the media report surfaced. And it was also once again confirmed, and I have brought this up, I want to say four or five times in the offseason of college football, how he was on the sidelines of a Central Michigan game and just, we moved on. Like, there was just a non-coach on another sideline.
With recording glasses.
With recording glasses, yeah. Filming Michigan State, who was ass, by the way, last year. You didn't need to cheat to beat Michigan State. And it was him. And the report has come out indicating that, yes, it was him. They still can't figure out how he got the pass.
Nope.
I love how Central Michigan is just getting a freebie out of this. Like, nobody's going to get turf there, that they allowed a Michigan coach to put on their gear and come on their sideline and cheat when they played Michigan State. But it was proven in the NC, or it was at least in this report, that that was indeed Connor Stallions on the sideline in Central Michigan gear.
So Sharon Moore getting suspended for this would be kind of hilarious.
It would be. He was the suspended coach of replacement last year.
He was. I don't know where I go on this. I think ultimately, one, none of this is shocking. They absolutely were covering and lying about what was happening with Connor Stallions. We all knew that in real time, and we all said as much.
Yeah.
I'll be curious to see what Stallion says on the Netflix thing, because he reportedly would not cooperate with the investigation.
Nope.
So you know he was holding that for Netflix. I think the other thing I keep going back and forth, and I'm fascinated to hear your take on this.
What do you got?
You tell me Michigan's the best team in college football last year. I don't bat an eye. I don't say, yeah, no, I question that. But, like, I just found it to be a very weird place as a fan that they were allowed to participate after being found out cheating at that level.
I remember you saying this, the playoff, because so much of when the playoff was announced, so much of the debate turned into Florida State and Alabama. And you and I were on different sides of that. I had no problem with Alabama being in. You were adamant that Florida State should have been in.
That their resume, that their season
undefeated,
had earned their way in despite what the quarterback situation was.
And yes. I remember you saying at the time of like, why are we spending so much time debating Florida State or Alabama when Michigan blatantly cheated all year?
Yeah.
And they played nobody in non-conference, which this year that's getting adjusted. They're playing Texas this year in non-conference early in the year.
Good for them.
Good for them. And none of this was, none of the debate was about Michigan being left out as blatant cheaters. And now it has been proven. I mean, we all knew it. Now the report's coming out. Their head coach left to go to the NFL, largely because I think these were, he knew what was coming.
He's never coming back to college.
He's not. Well, he might get a permanent ban out of this. Yeah. That was in this reporting
level
as well.
Level one.
A level one show cause penalty where he might not even be allowed to coach college football again if he wants to come back to college football. And it just, we talked about this like a week or two ago, and I remember asking the question, when I say Houston Astros, what comes to mind?
Cheating.
And when I say Michigan, and this was before all of this was resurfaced, I feel like they just kind of skate.
They
like,
did.
They don't get the same allegation of those cheating bastards. They're the villain of the sport. It's like Harbaugh's kind of funny, and all right, he was wearing glasses in a fake disguise on another sideline. They have kind of skated through all of this, and I'm glad at least it's back in the forefront because they blatantly cheated for the last 2 to 3 years.
I think what's tough and the difference would be is like Houston cheating in the pros in a sport like baseball. Where I think we see that and we go, well, like any given time, a team that's talented can lose in a series or a moment that they shouldn't. Whereas college, we all looked at that team and said, loaded everywhere. Secondary, defensive line, offensive line, quarterback was experienced. They had Roman Wilson at wide receiver. They had the running back whose name has just escaped me right now. Damn it. Second time we've
You
choked.
Saying that now is making me brain fart on
Blake Corum.
Blake Corum, thank you.
Like, they were loaded, and it wasn't a question of talent.
No.
We all knew they were maybe the best team in college football, and Harbaugh's a damn good coach.
They were in the playoff back-to-back years leading into that year.
And so I think because of the pro-college difference, that's why they skated. I thought it was weird in real time to listen to people we love and respect do all of their podcasts and shows and write-ups, and like, it just kind of went away. Like, they had a massive cheating scandal happening from 2021 going into 2023 and probably even 24.
When they flipped the rivalry. Isn't that funny how it happened?
They had play cards. They were printing. They deleted text messages. They gave their team signals when other teams were in formations and then would, like, when they'd Omaha out of it and hot route their asses out of it. They would rotate their defense because they knew what they were going into.
Right.
And we just, like, moved on, allowed that to still be in the background, and said, yep, they're deserving to be in the playoff. They're the national champion. Again, probably the best team in college football last year. Just a very odd, weird national champion that I'm going to look back and go, that program grossly cheated their way to the top. I watched them lose to TCU the year prior in the playoff. And what did we find out about that? That TCU had caught wind of their cheating.
They changed all their calls.
And created all these dummy calls.
Right.
And then look who looked dumb in that playoff game.
Yeah.
Michigan.
They gave up like 60 points to TCU.
So it's such a weird thing to be in. And like, I'm not one that says that they should vacate. Like, I watched it happen. They beat Alabama. They beat UW. But buddy, if I'm a Bama UW fan, there's a part of me that's like,
hanging the banner.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey. And then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
I'm not hanging a banner, but I'm kind of like mentally like, those guys cheated. They're cheaters. I mean, group of cheaters.
The way that I remember it, and I agree with you, I hate cheaters. I can't stand people that don't follow through on what they say. Like, this is like the peak of things that piss me off in the world of sports, this right here. But I do remember initially late November when we did see, all right, you know what? The Big Ten actually doing something, trying to respond, remove Jim Harbaugh from the sidelines for this. And I thought the sentiment at that time was, okay, you know what? We don't ever see any kind of punishment in real time for these kinds of allegations. And what this does for Michigan, at least in my opinion at the time, and I think a lot of others, was it's going to make Michigan play Ohio State, going to make them play Penn State, which were really good teams late in the season last year, mm-hmm. without their head coach. And it's like, you know what? Okay, now other teams, if you want to take their asses, go beat them. It sucked. They couldn't. But I feel like that there was an opportunity for Michigan to get ousted at the end of last season. Other teams didn't take care of business. And then the cheating scandal kind of just floated away. And I agree. Nobody's really talking about it. But at the time, I thought the other schools in the Big Ten gave opponents an opportunity to stuff it to them.
So real quick, Dirt, on mm-hmm. what he's saying, that's fine to have the take. I don't necessarily disagree with it because you need to get information. What I would also say is suspending Harbaugh was a sneaky, smart move in Michigan's favor because, according to this report, who orchestrated all this? The current staff. Right. Sharon Moore is in contact with Connor Stallions, who deleted text messages. So, like,
yeah, Harbaugh didn't have text messages with Connor Stallions in
Harbaugh
the investigation.
Harbaugh was the guy at the top saying, just figure it out. Leave me out. Bye. And then everybody else is dialing this up and figuring it out. It's delete, like, delete, oh, delete, suspend delete, me, delete. Please. It's like, okay, great. All the other cheaters are still coaching.
Well, I do think that's a good point from Schulte because, like, you use the Astros as an example, right? We find out, I think in the after, I don't think we knew at the time when they won the World Series that they were cheating. We found out in the aftermath.
It was when
of it.
Mike Fryer signed with a new team and then came out with a statement, I think,
that's
the
right.
next season
yeah.
that said, hey,
and
this
then
is what was happening.
I don't think that the suspensions and punishment happened until maybe even the next year. It was like a year and a half, two yep. years later that you started to get guys fired and the GM and the coach. And I know the players were never held accountable, and that will always piss people off. And I totally get that, right? But there's a players union, and that's really hard to do in Major League Baseball. So to your point, Schulte, there was real-time punishment here. I just, your point, Sprague, on Michigan having to do this last year is so spot on because it almost reminds me, and this is a soft spot for me, it's like a Barry Bonds argument. Like, why did you didn't need to take steroids. You were one of the best players in the history of the game.
Yes.
You were a first ballot Hall of Famer in everybody's minds prior to 1999. And then you go on to break all these records because you felt like you needed to do this to, you know, beat Hank Aaron or Mark McGwire and Sosa, piss you off, whatever.
Right.
And it has totally tainted everything that shouldn't have been tainted. Michigan probably would have won the national championship with or without cheating last year. They didn't play an opponent with a pulse until November 11th.
Yeah.
Until they played Penn State to Schulte's point, they had Penn State and Ohio State in like two of the last three games of the season.
Yep.
Prior to that, they played East Carolina, UNLV, and Bowling Green in non-conference. They cheated and stole the signs of Michigan State. Michigan State was so bad last year.
Yeah, they had Mel Tucker situation pop up. They had coachless situation.
Baylor School for the Blind didn't need to cheat to beat Michigan State last year. That's how bad. Like, it was so unnecessary to do.
Yeah.
And I think it probably started years before this as an impetus to we have to beat Ohio State.
Oh, yeah,
and I think that's where it began.
Them.
And yep. then it spiraled into this, well, like if we're doing this to beat Ohio State, we beat them. How do we feel about scouting all these other teams? And it ended up becoming this big web of cheating. But it just is hilarious that it was totally unnecessary. Because to your point, that team was loaded, the schedule was cake, and by the time they won the national championship game, everybody knew that they were cheating. By the time we got to the end of the year, everybody knew that they were cheating. So you could change your signs, you go through different calls, you change everything about your process, and they still won the games fair and square late in the year, proving that they didn't have to do this, completely tainting their first national championship since 1997.
You obviously have a passionate hatred for the team they beat in the title game. If that was Oregon, I'm just curious.
I'm hanging half of a trophy, half of a banner. Cut it down the middle. Cut down the middle of the banner. Maybe the Huskies can sew this one together with their other half national championship. And then you have two halves that come into one, and you have
Now they're counting playoff appearances.
Now, I mean, they already have those banners up. The participation trophies are there. Now you tie together the two half banners. You have one full banner, man.
I'm not going to make fun of Washington, by the way, for having playoff appearances. I wish Oregon State had that. I mean, I wish we could put up.
I wish Oregon would have won the Pac-12 title game and gone to the playoff.
Didn't get the season right either. But
what? Remember how we felt when we when Belichick and the Patriots and Spygate and Deflategate, like they beat the Rams because they. They filmed their practices. That was one of the greatest offense and teams we've ever seen. And the Patriots as two touchdown underdogs flat out beat them. We're like, man, what a great story. And they're like, they filmed all their practices. They had all of the formations.
All of it.
All of their audibles. They knew everything that was going to happen.
And they still almost lost.
And they still almost lost, which I think speaks to the Rams' talent. But
and then Brady did basically nothing, but he's the GOAT because he won that game.
Well, they did leave 8 seconds on that clock and just kind of tick it off at the end of that field goal,
hey,
too.
Yes. Go rewatch the game. John Madden with a minute 42 is like, oh, I knew this and go to overtime. And you're like, oh, that didn't age well.
Oh, I remember my dad saying, too much time. We're going to lose.
Love it. What do you make? What should be the punishment here? How is this all going to shake out? It is great timing to join the Big Ten because Michigan might be facing very serious punishment in year one. And Oregon goes to Ann Arbor later this year. I believe Michigan is in Seattle this year, if I'm not mistaken.
They are, yeah.
They play both the Huskies and the Ducks.
Boy, it's wild because we don't know how it probably would have been Georgia in lieu of Michigan. But if the Big Ten would have prohibited them from... Well, my probably would have been Ohio State, actually, because they would have won the Big Ten Conference. But if they would have banned them and actually had the cojones to do that, are we talking about the Washington Huskies as defending champions? Like,
we could be.
It's just, you got to be
living. Does Kalen DeBoer leave if he wins a national championship? Ooh. Does he still leave if he wins and doesn't get dog walked by 21 points in that game?
Talking about still would have lost all that talent.
Alabama coach Lane Kiffin or something. God.
Boy, that boy! What a world
what
we
a
live
bizarre
in!
Bizarre world.
Big Ten would have actually just nutted up and said, "No, you are the biggest cheaters. You're not allowed to play in this, and you wouldn't have been in the playoff."
Imagine the controversy. They beat Ohio State, but then Ohio State still gets to go to the Big Ten title game. Yes. How many people would have been pissed off by that?
Don't cheat. I mean, there's a pretty easy response to that. Don't cheat like that.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
It's not just about watching the game, it's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it, it's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.